as of today, what should the Steelers' mindset for the draft be?
Simply put, I think the Steelers are going to have to draft all. They have seven picks, I believe. They're going to have to, or was it, maybe it's eight. Every player they draft is going to have to be a guy that they can count on to make their roster this year. I understand that seems overly simple, but they oftentimes draft guys expecting to not be able to keep them on the 53-man roster, and they look to put them on the practice squad. I think they have to keep every guy they have. They don't have much of a roster. There are not many guys signed. They've got more cap space now, which I expect them to use on another free agent or two. But they have holes in their team, depth-wise, that they're going to have to fill. And that's going to have to be done by, you know, typically, let's put it this way, teams don't, not every player that's drafted by a team makes the 53-man roster at the end. That's not even all that common across the league. Mm-hmm. Your practice squad is oftentimes comprised at least with, you know, two, maybe three guys that you just drafted. So they're taken as kind of developmental projects. I've heard that there's kind of an unspoken agreement, a draft pick in that season. If a team cuts them, you don't pick them up off waivers unless you sort of know that you can pick them up, because teams want to be able to develop and not look to poach somebody else's rookie, a guy that they drafted, that they put time and effort into, that they've paid. Whether that's true or not, I don't know exactly, but I think we've seen examples of that throughout the years. But this year, I don't think the Steelers can really aim for that. I think all of their guys are going to have to make the team. That's pending whatever other moves they might be looking to make in free agency here. But they've got holes. There are guys that they're going to have to sign in free agency, or they're going to have to expect the rookie to step up and play right away.